For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Wednesday. Good morning, middle of the week. Hope you're doing great out there. Hope you're getting a fire in you, a determination. We're talking about being determined. And the Holy Ghost is ready, man. He's ready to light that fire within you to get something accomplished. Maybe to step out and believe once again. Or as Paul said, we began yesterday, Paul said, I'm determined to know God. And it goes past just intellectual knowing. I know who that person is. No, it's not that simple. It is that simple. However, I mean, it's not that kind of a knowing Paul's referring to. The word know in the Greek, genosko, is the most intimate knowledge of someone. That's what Paul was saying. I want to know God. And I was sharing yesterday, the reason I open with that is, when it's all said and done, that's what your cry will be too. God, was this good the way this went down? Or, God, I want to know your heart on the matter. Or, God, I'm a little upset here. Can you work with me on this? Don't you see what I'm saying, my friend? Relationship. I want to know him. I want to know what he thinks about it. I found this quote from a guy named Phil Pringle, and he was talking about faith, but boy, it stuck with me. I was looking in my notes, and my whole thing, remember, we're talking about, do you know God? And he said, Satan tries to make God look like a wet blanket, a heavenly killjoy. And isn't that true? And nothing's further from the truth. We were at a wedding recently, and it was a family wedding, and I would say most of the people there did not know our Lord Jesus. And I could tell, and you guys, you out there, you know what I'm talking about when you're around someone who's not saved and they kind of know you are, or they've heard through the grapevine that person is a born-again Christian. You know, my whole family were just there and we're sipping our little lemonade water or whatever. That doesn't matter. But the point is I could feel when someone would say, now, Anna, what do you do? And what kind of school did your kids go to, you know, in grammar school? And we were out of state. We were way away from here. And I just would share, you know, and I could feel that recoiling of, oh, don't start talking to me about God stuff. And it made me sad. And I told my gang, we were at dinner, I said, you know, it makes me sad. But I remember it too, pre-Jesus. That whole image in someone's mind of, that's religious, I don't want to go there. It's in someone's mind who doesn't know God, it's always, you're not allowed, don't you do that. It's just so wrong, this notion we have of God. It's religion. They fear religion, a system of rules compared to a relationship, state of being connected by blood or marriage. And I could feel it on these people. And I was like, man, you just don't know him. You don't know him. He's not a killjoy. He's phenomenal. And being in the kingdom and having him be your dad, your heavenly dad, there's nothing that can match it. Anyway, do you know him? At your core, my friend, do you know God? Do you know that he is good? Join me tomorrow on Future Hope with Anna Downey. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.